Hello and welcome to the Ageless Abodes podcast. I'm your host, Brenda Douglas, and I help people 50 and older to gracefully age in place, downsize or right size into the perfect home. So go ahead and subscribe to this channel and hit that notification bell so that you can be notified whenever I upload a new episode. And let me be the first to welcome you to the Homeowner Tribe, where we empower you to not only procure a home investment, but to also maintain and keep it. Stay tuned. Hey guys, in this episode, I want to share 10 things that Medicare doesn't cover. And if it does not cover it, the question is, how can you get it, right? Now, Medicare does cover a majority of your health needs, like for example, hospital care or doctor's visits, lab tests, and even some prescription drugs, right? But there are some things that are not a part of Medicare. Number one, optician. Or eye exams. I hate saying that word, optician, the eye exam, the eye doctor, right? Now, even though Medicare does cover cataract surgery, it doesn't cover routine eye exams. I just had my eyes examined, right? I have VSP though. But the point is, you may have to get a supplement to cover your eye exams, your glasses, and contact lenses. As we get older, we all know sometimes our eyes can be a little fuzzy or they can not be just as strong as it used to be, right? Because we're aging, right? We're older, especially those of us who are 50 and older, right? So you may have to get a supplemental insurance so that you can have your eye exams and your eye exams and your glasses and your contact lens covered. I love wearing my contact lenses. However, I always like to keep a spare of glasses on hand, right? Because when I get in the evenings, I want to take off my, I want my eyes to relax, right? So I take off the contacts and I transition over to my glasses. So what you want to do is make sure that you get a supplemental program, or you may even want to check out that Medicare Advantage, right? Some of them may cover vision care or glasses and contact lenses. So you can check on, check with Medicare Advantage, or you may have to get, like I said, some other type of supplemental insurance for your glasses, your eye, your glasses, your contacts, and your routine eye care, or better yet, eye exam, right? Now, for hearing aids, Medicare covers ear-related medical conditions, but the original Medicare and Medigap plans do not cover routine hearing tests. Let me slow down. Nor does it cover hearing aids. So again, you may want to get some type of supplemental program if you in your 50s. You know, like right now, I'm in my 50s, so I sort of try to pay attention to what's going on with my body. So if you you hear, you know, you're having difficulty hearing or what have you, or it's starting to set in, then you may want to consider, or if you want to plan for down the road, right? You need to get a supplemental, or it would be wise to get a supplemental plan to help you with your hearing aid expenses. Guys, also keep in mind that there are some programs that go by income when they provide assistance or help you, right? So listen, don't be ashamed. Right now, when you're retired, you're on a fixed income, right? Use those benefits or those programs to your advantage. That is nothing to be ashamed of. That's why they exist, to provide supplement for you and to provide you with assistance. Same thing for food and things of that nature. If you're, when you retire, you know your income is cut. And then also you're on a fixed income. So if that is the case, if that is you, then you want to, like you know, because, and I say this because I was prideful. I was like, no, I'm not getting any food stamps. I'm good, right? But then other things were suffering. So what I'm saying to you is that, look, don't be ashamed to use these programs that will help you if your income is not what it used to be. That's why they exist. That's exactly why they exist. So use it to your advantage so that you're not suffering unnecessarily, right? All right, dental work. Original Medicare and Medigap policies do not cover dental care, right? Such as routine checkups. If you stay on top of the checkups, then you can prevent a lot of like pain, toothache pains, or sometimes, you know, as we get older, teeth fall out, right? Dentures, root canals, those things are not covered, right? So you may have to buy an additional dental insurance plan to cover, and also maybe even a discount plan. The other thing is, guys, there are some dental schools that you can have, you know, you can have your dental work done there at a very low cost or no cost to you. You just have to understand that there are students who will be working on your teeth. But at the same time, they have supervisors. They have the, you know, the teachers are teaching them. So they're overseeing what's happening, right? So you're not by yourself with the student, right? So just consider that the fact that there are some students or some universities that are teaching universities that will have services for the public, especially if you're low income, okay? Or it doesn't even matter if they offer public services to the public. They create a win-win, right? The student gets experience, and yet you get your services rendered for low cost and no cost. I actually do this with hair schools. I don't remember the last time I've been to a hair salon. I go to hair schools, right? And I can get a shampoo. The last time I got a shampoo, wash, color, trim, hair color for $60, right? And sometimes it's cheaper. I just got the trim this time. The point is that you can get those things done. And if you're just getting a shampoo, blow dry, and then maybe a press or flat iron, then you're looking at about $30 to $40. The point is that you can go to these schools and get a discounted price, and you're still coming out a winner, right? You're still getting the services that you need. Now, Medicare does not provide any services if you are out of the United States, right? So it doesn't cover overseas medical costs. So let's say you're out of the United States, something happens to you and you need to go to the doctor. Medicare may or may not cover that. Some Medigap policies will cover it. If you travel frequently, you may want to keep that in mind, right? Especially some people go home. I know people who go home for like the summer, or they go home for a month or whatever, and they come back in the U.S., right? The point is, if something happens to them while they're at home, then Medicare may or may not cover that, right? But there is a medical plan. It's called medical evacuation, aka Medivac insurance, for when you are abroad. So just, guys, keep that in mind and research that, so that, like I said, if you know you're the type that goes, or you love to travel outside of the U.S., just keep that in mind and then start working on it sooner rather than later. You want to keep in mind that you may or may not have to get a supplemental program, plan. Now, Medicare B does cover foot exams or treatment if it's related to nerve damage, right? Like diabetes, right? But, or even foot care or injuries or ailments or something like that, right? But at the same time, you may need to have, again, a supplemental plan to make sure that you are good to go. You don't want to wait until the pain sets in and then start seeking help, right? You want to start doing your research now. And now is open enrollment. It is October. It is October through November. It is open enrollment season for Medicare. So you want to keep these things in mind as you start making selections for your plans. Another thing that Medicare does not generally cover is elective cosmetic surgery. Now, let me just say that typically even the employer health insurance plans don't cover this, right? Elective cosmetic surgery, such as facelifts or tummy tucks, or that bariatric surgery, right? Now, let me just say that Medicare will cover the plastic surgery in the event of an accident or an injury, right? Or if the surgery is needed after some type of treatment, such as breast reconstruction, right? Or after you had a myomectomy, right? In those instances, there is an exception. Let me slow down. Now, remember that you are able to set up a savings account specifically for your medical expenses, if that's what it boils down to. The other thing that Medicare does not cover is, especially the original Medicare, it does not cover chiropractic services. Let me slow down. It's like my mouth is all over the place. Or test, right? Guys, another thing you need to be aware of is the fact that Medicare has added coverage for acupuncture. So if that is something that you enjoy, I had a friend who she would get acupuncture treatments. I have never experienced it, but from what I understand, it works, right? So Medicare has added this coverage for acupuncture beneficiaries who have had lower back pain for 12 weeks or longer, right? We are able to get up to 20 treatments a year. So just keep that in mind. Also, a massage therapy is not covered through Medicare. Let me tell you, if you have never had a massage, oh my goodness, it's almost like when you're done, it's like you feel like you've been transported. Like it is such a relaxing feeling. But do you know that some people use massage therapy to reduce chronic pain, right? Well, unfortunately, the original Medicare does not cover that, right? But you might want to look into the Medicare Advantage. They may have coverages or plans that will cover massage therapy, right? So listen, guys, I'm going to put in the description, I'm going to put where you can find out about Medicare and the different programs that are available. Maryland has, and actually DC as well, I don't know about Northern Virginia, but they have a state health insurance assistant program. And it stands for SHIP, right? So they have the SHIP program, and it is a state program that gets funding from the federal government to provide free local health coverage. There's an office, I forget, it's on Allentown Road, but it's in Maryland. The offices are in Maryland, and then also they have some offices in DC. It's called SHIP. They just call it SHIP, S-H-I-P. And what I like about this is they will have sessions, Medicare sessions, where you get to come and you can ask all kinds of questions about your Medicare program. And which ones, they also go over like which ones are cover what. So I've had the opportunity of sitting in on these sessions, these Medicare sessions, because I'm like, boy, it's so much to learn. And they were like, well, you can volunteer and sit in on that. Let me tell you, I was so overloaded with the information. But at the same time, I like how they do offer the opportunity for you to come in and learn more about Medicare. Everything. They give you an overview. They go over each one of the parts and what is not covered. Like they just really, really dive in. Or you can call. So again, I'm going to put the information about these offices in the description so that you can reach out to them if you have questions about your Medicare program or your Medicare plan, I should say. Now, Medicare, in terms of nursing home care, Medicare pays for a limited amount of stays in a rehab facility. So let's say, for example, you had a hip replacement surgery, right? And so you need to move into an assisted living facility or even a nursing home. And you just need to understand that Medicare will not cover the custodial costs. And you also need to know that in a nursing home, the average cost for a semi-private room is $90,000, right? And if you want a private room, that's $100,000. I'm sorry, but that's about the cost of a house. But the point is, the costs vary, of course, depending on where you live. But you need to understand that Medicare will only pay for a limited amount of stays. Now, some of you may be still working. Some of you may be in your 50s. I'm still working. In that instance, you may want to consider long-term care, right? But just as a solution, if you are in that situation and you need it, you need the services, that is, you want to just you can shop for better rates, right? So that you can find a better plan, maybe a cheaper situation, something that'll work for you, and yet it won't cost you as much, or it's enough for Medicare to cover it. Now, again, I am going to put the number and or the information to SHIP in the description because, like I said, when I sat in on the Maryland office, SHIP is this one was on Allentown Road. They went over this Medicare from front to back. They gave us handouts and they really went into detail. She took her time to answer any questions. So these offices have representatives that are able to answer questions about Medicare Part A, and like I said, they go through every part of Medicare, right? And then also, guys, during this open enrollment period, you want to see about the different supplemental programs that they offer and then also decide, is it worth it, right? You don't want to be throwing away money, right? Because remember, you're on a fixed income. So you want to choose wisely, but you need to make an informed decision by knowing all of your options, right? Knowing all your options, and then you can make an informed decision. All right, guys, I hope that this has been helpful. Again, open enrollment starts now. It is now happening now. It is October 20th. And like I said, open enrollment is now until like November the 12th, right? So you want to make any changes to your plan if necessary, and then also be educated about what services are available. Also, remember that the regular Medicare does not cover prescription. That's a big, big thing because sometimes people will go and see a doctor and that is covered, but then they need a prescription, right? So you want to look into that Part D. So, like I said, there are different parts of Medicare that cover different expenses or what have you. Plus, you have the supplemental programs. Don't get overwhelmed. But also take in all the information. Consider your needs. You can even make a list of your needs before you even go there. You know you wear glasses. You know sometimes your hearing is off. So those things you want to write down. You know you're older, so you want definitely a primary caregiver. So choose where you want to go and who will accept Medicare, who will not. So make all of your plans, write them down prior to going to the Medicare office or calling for assistance. The point is, you know what your needs are. And guys, yeah, I just wanted to help by sharing some things that Medicare does and does not cover. I hope that this has been helpful to you. Listen, go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel if you find this information, if you thought that this information was helpful to you, go ahead and like and subscribe to this channel. And I will thank you so much for listening, and I will see you or hear from you or meet you or see you in the next episode. Whoa, thanks, guys.